The synthetic opioid fentanyl is devastating the nation. Many who work on the front lines of this crisis want to see more emphasis on harm reduction. But in some places, this isn't a popular idea. Mitch Legan reports for Side Effects Public Media.
I met Karen Warpenberg on one of her daily trips to check an overdose reversal kit.
Here I have some safe use kits, some brochures, and then I have the Narcan, which is what I'm going to replace.
Warpenberg is executive director of the Evansville Recovery Alliance in southern Indiana. The group provides harm reduction services to the city and surrounding area. Part of that is stocking these public boxes full of free naloxone, also known as Narcan. It's a drug that can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose.
It's just a nasal spray. You just depress the plunger and put it in the nostril.
Warpenberg is fighting an almost invisible enemy, the synthetic opioid fentanyl. It's what's been driving the latest spike in overdose deaths in recent years, here and nationwide. But not because people are seeking it out. Dealers have begun mixing it into other drugs, unknown to buyers. It's a story Warpenberg knows all too well.
I had a friend overdose last year from fentanyl. He had been in recovery and just used, as far as I know, once and died from it.
More than 91,000 people in the U.S. died from drug overdoses in 2020. That's a 30% rise over the prior year. Dr. Deborah Ourey is the CDC's acting principal deputy director. At a recent briefing, she told reporters fentanyl is largely to blame for the historic rise in overdose deaths.
Somebody that may not be used to using drugs or use them often, we've seen the reports of people at a party who do a single pill that's mixed with fentanyl and die.
The drug is pervasive, yet Warpenberg has found it difficult to mobilize support for harm reduction.
It's just not a popular idea. It's, for conservative people that just think drug use is bad and people should stop using drugs. But we need to help those people that are using drugs to get them to a place where maybe they want to stop using.
Federal health authorities say programs that provide clean syringes help lower the risk of infections and outbreaks and increase the likelihood people will enter treatment and stop using. It's why Warpenberg wants to offer syringe exchange services and add fentanyl test strips to the overdose boxes. But under Indiana law, they could be considered drug paraphernalia, so she isn't taking any chances. Plus, she says local officials haven't been keen on the idea of providing needles to people who use substances.
We are working with the health department to try to come up with, an agreement on it.
Evansville's location on the southern Indiana border makes it a prime spot for drug trafficking. Earlier this summer, U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent Mike Gannon helped break up a local fentanyl ring. It included thousands of laced pills and the presses used to make them.
We continuously seize thousands of fentanyl pills on a yearly basis in multi-kilogram quantities of fentanyl here in Evansville.
Gannon says that investigation highlights a growing trend. More fentanyl is being produced domestically, and it looked like legitimate pharmaceuticals, not just street drugs like cocaine or heroin. He says ground-level advocates like Warpenberg are key to preventing potential overdoses.
Law enforcement and the community, we got to come together because we can't just arrest our way out of this.
Despite the challenges, Warpenberg says her group has been able to expand harm reduction efforts. They recently installed the city's sixth overdose reversal box. But she says continuing stigma will make progress slow.
They don't think they're going to run into it in their own lives. But I think the more that people know and the more work we do, there'll be more of a positive outcome.
Although it's been gradual, she believes people are seeing the value in her group's work. Just a few weeks ago, she says she heard from two people who used her Narcan to save a life. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Mitch Legan.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.